Carter's going to be a center here. We now have that fully confirmed, and I believe it's going to continue into the playoffs. Good morning to you. Good Thursday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Penguins. Comes your way every weekday morning, really early, available for your commute. If you're into football and or baseball, I also offer up daily shots of Steelers and Pirates that I hope you'll give a chance. It's Penguins versus Flyers tonight at PPG Paints Arena, 7:08 p.m. I'll be there covering it for DK Pittsburgh Sports. And I'm looking forward to the same thing you are. And no, wise guy, I'm not just referring to Carter Hall or Brian Elliott giving up a billion more goals. I'm referring to seeing Jeff Carter. How does he fit? How does he respond? Does he look nervous, jittery, excited, calm, commanding, pumped to be in a playoff-type scenario, never mind against the Flyers, the team he came into the league with, and being part of that rivalry on this side for the first time? I don't know. I just want to see Jeff Carter play hockey in a Pittsburgh sweater, because I've long respected his game. And sometimes when you say that, it can be kind of a backhanded compliment, like a long time, meaning like I respected it a long time ago. That's not it. I watched him play with the Kings this season, and he can still move. He was on the wing, so it was a little bit different. Now he's going to be at center. And he is going to be at center. I really feel as though Mike Sullivan showed that card yesterday at practice, also at PPG Paints Arena, when he created a second line that has Carter between Jared McCann on the left and Jason Zucker on the right, which is not comfortable, other than, you know, Jaromir Jagr and Alexei Kovalev and guys like that. You don't really like seeing players on their off wing. Obviously, Alexander Ovechkin is the one that stands out in modern hockey, but he's over there for a reason. He's a gunner. He's a sniper. It's easier for him to shoot on the off wing. And he's learned to do everything on the left side as a result. Breakouts, plays on the boards, the whole deal. That's just how he's conditioned himself. Zucker is not any of those things. So I've got some misgivings about this. But for what it's worth, Zucker apparently doesn't.
It was good to play with them. You know, I thought there's a lot of speed on that line, which I think is going to be really good. I thought Kartz was really good up the middle. I thought he did a good job today, kind of lugging the puck up through the middle with speed and kind of keeping the defenseman inside. I think it's really tough for defensemen to try to, you know, honor that speed from the middle. And then when he's able to kick that puck out wide to Kanner and myself, it definitely makes it hard for defensemen to try to play those pucks. So I think it has a makeup of a good line, as long as we use our speed and just get pucks on net and try to keep things simple.
On top of that, Sullivan went out of his way to stress that the coaching staff and the team's research staff did their homework on this, that they looked at Zucker's work on the off wing. Not just his offensive abilities, but again, as I was referring to with Ovechkin, how does he handle breakouts? How does he handle plays in the neutral zone, in the critical areas, as Sullivan likes to call them? And they liked what they saw. If they can live with him over there, as you heard Zucker say, they feel as if the speed of the line will be a real plus. As ever, though, I find myself focused much more on what the playoff lines and what the playoff plan is than what it is for this coming month. This portion of Daily Shot of Penguins is brought to you by Fubo TV. The monthly cost of cable is over $200. Well, Fubo TV is $65 a month to watch all the same channels, including AT&T SportsNet Pittsburgh, and You get free DVR, and there's no such thing as installation, and there are no contracts, and you can cancel anytime. And best of all, Fubo TV is offering our listeners of this podcast a 7-day free trial and 15% off your first month. All you have to do is go to FuboTV.com/DK. A little website they made just for us. FuboTV.com/DK to get the free trial and 15% off your first month. Carter is going to stay at center. That's what I see from all of this. Meaning, if Evgeny Malkin comes back, Kasperi Kapanen comes back, and let's presume that they'll be around the same time. Kapanen has a firmer target. Ron Hextall said on Monday, 10 to 14 days, and he's back on his skates. There isn't a set timetable for Gino, except sometime before the end of the regular season, and he's been on his skates longer than Kapanen has. So let's say it's Malkin, Kapanen, and multiple question marks over on the left side. I happen to think it's McCann. And then you have a third line of Carter, Jason Zucker, but now on the left wing. And then you add in a right wing like Evan Rodriguez or Freddie Gaudreau, both of whom also, by the way, can skate. And then you have Zucker back to his left side. One way or another, what you're doing here, what Sullivan is doing here, is setting the stage for Carter to spend the coming month at a position that he really had not been playing in Los Angeles. He did for years. This is a natural centerman. You know, going all the way back to Philly days, natural centerman. You might not think of him as being like the prototypical centerman because of all the shots that he generates, but there have been shoot-first centers throughout hockey history. And he's definitely one of them. He hasn't put up 750 points by accident and been his team's shots leader year after year after year by accident. It's who he is. He knows how to generate shots and goals from that position. And he's comfortable coming through the neutral zone with a speed that he's always been known for. So what you're asking here of Zucker isn't really that big a deal. It's not going to look all that great, at least I don't think it will, for the couple of weeks it's in usage. But if he's over there, this is a player who might be as smart and as headsy as anyone on the roster. And he's not going to get mentally thrown by it, where in a couple of weeks when you tell him, hey, look, Gino and Cappy are back, and we're going to do it this way, and we need you back on the left side, he's not going to be, oh, no. You know what I mean? He's not going to be thrown by it. So that's what this is all about in my eyes. They made a decision, first and foremost, the Penguins did, that Carter's going to play center. They want a big, strong, right-handed presence up the middle who can bring them everything else that they want as well. That's why they went and got him, and that's the way Sullivan is setting him up. And on top of that, you don't bring in a Jeff Carter and even temporarily put him on a third or a fourth line. That's sending all kinds of bad messages. And I'm saying this for anyone who might have thought, you know, just leave the second line alone because McCann's playing great, McCann's looking great at center. That doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. You can still get what you want to get out of Jared McCann if he's on the wing. And that includes, by the way, leaving him on the power play. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. If Mike Sullivan and his staff are going to do what I think they're going to do here with Carter, I think you'll also see him on the power play, on PK, on everything, because why not? Why not? You know, not that these games are glorified exhibitions or something. The Penguins do still have to make the playoffs and maintain current momentum and all that other stuff. But you also can benefit by learning. When we come back, just one question. Welcome back. Time for Just One Question. And here on Daily Shot of Penguins, that's always brought to you by the good people at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. I don't ever feel all that comfortable trying to sell anyone on the concept of giving to the food bank. It seems like the kind of thing that everyone does. However, it is important, I think, especially amid an ongoing pandemic, and this thing is not over, to underscore that these people are committed to providing food for all of our neighbors in need across Western Pennsylvania. And to do that, they do need your help. Go to PittsburghFoodBank.org to find out how $1 from you translates to 5 meals for those neighbors in need. Pittsburgh Food Bank, spell it all out, .org. Today's question comes from Goose, who says, Carter is Matt Cullen plus more. If it's a safe bet that the Pens will not be fully healthy come playoff time, can Carter help fill an inevitable void? You know, honestly, Goose, that's not really something that had crossed my mind until your question. I do like that the Penguins lineup in general has a lot of what Sullivan often describes as Swiss Army knives, the way he labeled Brian Rust a long time ago, meaning he could move up and down your wing chart and you don't lose anything at any spot. And that was back when Brian Rust was, you know, a third or even a fourth liner. If you have an issue in the playoffs with Sidney Crosby or Evgeny Malkin, or for that matter, Brian Rust or Jake Guentzel, Kasperi Kapanen, the guys who are in your top six, if you have an issue, meaning they're hurt, whatever, you do now have a player who can very comfortably slide into a top six role. He spent his whole life in the top six. And I think there's something to be said for that. How many times in recent years have the Penguins entered a playoff with the Sid or Gino have to stay healthy or bust mindset? Because it was true. Look just at last year alone, going into the bubble series with the Canadians. If either Sid or Gino goes down, there wasn't a replacement on the roster. I'm not talking about the result of the series. I'm talking about just the way they entered it. There wasn't a failsafe. Even when Jim Rutherford went and got Derek Brassard, he didn't get Brassard with the idea of being able to fill in for Sid or Gino or other guys. Brassard was brought in to be that third line center. He was known principally as a guy who was a two-way presence, who had some history of producing in the playoffs and whatever else, but he wasn't brought in to be a one or a two on the center depth chart. And I'm not saying that Jeff Carter at age 36 can replace Sid between Guentzel and Rust with a snap of a finger. But I am saying he wouldn't hurt you. He wouldn't hurt you. You'd still probably want to, you know, if I shouldn't even be talking about this stuff. I can imagine everybody just flicking off the podcast now. Wait, he's talking about Sid and Gino getting hurt. I'm out of here. And turn it off. But if that were to happen, and it's hardly out of the realm of possibility along the path to winning 16 high-octane games, Carter allows you a lot of different options to move up, as you're saying, and fill space in. And I find that component of it to be an impressive part of this transaction. And I think that's going to be something that the Penguins are going to have in future years. I don't mean for it to be Jeff Carter, although he did say yesterday he does plan to play next season. I mean more that it's, you know, you've got to have that safety valve. You can't just go in and say, well, we don't have Sid or we don't have Geno, and it's time for, I don't know, Nick Bonino to step up. You're just not going to have that anymore. You're going to have someone in place. So that's a great point to bring up here, Goose. I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody listening. We'll do another daily shot of Penguins tomorrow once I'm done counting up all the goals on Hart and Elliott.
Point Park University, in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, they understand there's no substitute for real-world experience and career-building connections. Their innovative curriculum engages students with distinctive experiential learning opportunities. Point Park's pioneering co-op program empowers qualified students to work in full-time, paid positions with their corporate partners while earning college credits. Visit pointpark.edu/works to learn more. Career ready. That's the point. Point Park University.
Your front door, your car, your gym locker, your gun. Safety is a habit. Learn more about how to keep guns safe and secure. Visit projectchildsafe.org.